Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio, and I'm with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Tonight, we're going to expand your mind and open your eyes and give you a way to get your taxes filed. But if you're also having IRS challenges, the United Tax Group and Dean Druin can actually help you and open up and show you a way to get through that with a little bit less pain than you're used to having. If not any further ado, I want to welcome Dean Druin to the show. Welcome, Dean.
Thank you very much, Rob. Very much appreciated.
Well, it's a very much an honor to have you. I'm also a client of United Tax Group, and I had an IRS challenge, and they were very upfront with me, and they did everything they said they was going to do. So I'm actually a testimony, and tomorrow I send my taxes for this year down there. And they're also very reasonable because it was a lot cheaper in the place I had. But, Dean, we're into tax season. What is the biggest panic that you hear from people when they're coming in to have their taxes done? And what is the things people fail to do when they start to get their taxes done?
Boy, there's so many different things. It's really hard to pinpoint it, and, you know, especially this time of year. I mean, I don't know if you can tell, my voice is a little dry from talking all day long to so many different clients and so many different problems and issues that we come up with. But one of the main things, you know, especially if people haven't filed for a while and it's not just this year that they're concerned with, you know, maybe they haven't made estimated tax payments if they're a 1099 income earner, or maybe they claim too many exemptions on their W-2 and didn't take out enough taxes. Main concern, obviously, is if they owe taxes, how are they ever going to pay it back? That right there has to be the number one issue.
And with the government and its financial shape it's in, they're really getting technical on a lot of this stuff, too. And what else is it that people can do to really help themselves throughout the year? Because I finally let go and had to quit being a hardhead. I just go single and zero. That way I never have to worry about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
That's definitely the best way to go. If you can afford it, to have the most taxes taken out that are available for your particular situation. That way you never have to worry about it at the end of the year. And also very important, you know, if you're a 1099 income earner where there are no taxes taken out and you're not disciplined enough to have the lump sum due at the end of the year, you know, it's up to you. You can send in the estimated payments monthly, quarterly, you know, whichever you feel you're disciplined enough to handle. And it's very difficult to take that amount of money out of the check or the income that you've just earned and send it off to the IRS. But believe me, in the long run, it's a whole lot better situation than it is if they come after you and you don't have the amount to pay them.
And that's absolutely true, because they're going to win in the end. It doesn't matter what you do. They can find you wherever you go. And, Dean, when you guys start dealing with somebody such as me, when I was in my situation, you guys were really good, but what is the biggest panic you feel when you talk to people when they're having IRS challenges that they do? Do they try to hide, or do most people try to be right up front with them?
I think the biggest problem is that most of them have procrastinated to the point where they had no choice but to step up to the plate, because IRS had already reached in and started taking income from them, whether it be through a garnishment or a bank levy. And unfortunately, that's exactly what's needed to wake up a lot of people in this country. You know, the people that I help, you know, they're not alone in that, because that's exactly what got me in this industry, you know, over 17 years ago. I found myself in tax trouble. And, you know, so nobody is excluded from it. There is no prejudices when taxes are owed. the IRS comes after you. No matter if you owe a little or you owe a lot, they come after you just as aggressively.
You know, Dean, when I was dealing with them, I didn't hide from them. I called them every couple of weeks. I just stayed in contact mm-hmm. with them, and then I found you guys. You know, they're not good people, but they're not bad. It's how you deal with them, isn't it, that really makes them how they deal with you?
You know, I really wish it was that scenario, and maybe you had a good experience with contacting them, and that could have been the reason why they may have held off for a while. But in all actuality, you know, I've found when you're calling the IRS, number one, you're getting a different person each time when you call in. It's just a minor note left in the computer system after you've spoken with that person. And believe me, they didn't put in the system that, well, he made a good attempt to give us a call and he's trying to stay in contact. You know, probably I would have to assume, and from the other notes that I've heard of agents keeping as well, he called again and still didn't make a payment, or, you know, he said that he may have something coming up soon where he can full pay the liability. Well, in all actuality, the note that went in the system, if the person said that he may be able to full pay a liability, is that client said he will be able to full pay a liability by X amount of, by a certain date. So in answer to your question, is it better to call them and inform them all the time and try and keep them up to date? I don't know. I think it's better just to address the situation, take it head on, and start dealing with the problem.
You know, that's what I did. I was lucky. I never let it get that far, because when I come to start having to deal with agents, that's when I hired mm-hmm. you guys.
All right.
I never had to deal. I understood, because I tried. What I really tried to do with me was I tried to think I could be up front and everything would happen. Well, that's where I got in trouble. Don't mm-hmm. deal with them one-on-one. Call United Tax Group, send them your information, and let them do what they can. Because in my situation, it was really come down, Dean, to lack of real good bookkeeping, and that's where I got mm-hmm. in trouble.
Right, right. Well, you're not the only one. You know, many of the people that I help are in the very same situation. And, you know, you mentioned what can people do throughout the year to prevent the panics at the end of the year when you have to file. And that's number one, most important, you know, especially if you're self-employed or a business owner, however you look at it. Receipts, some type of record keeping, whether it be QuickBooks or some other type of software. If you're some type of business person that's always out on the road, like a truck driver, maybe you want one of those little instruments that scans in all the receipts so it's all kept in one place. These are very, very important things to do, just because if you're ever audited and you do not have those documents to back you up, then guess what? You lost that part of the audit.
And see, I had everything in my checking account, but they didn't honor that. It's got to be a receipt, doesn't it, Dean?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you can try and code what some of the things coming out of the account may have been for, but it's only a percentage of it that they'll allow. They're not going to let you use that for 100% of an avenue to back up your expenses. Now, it's up to you to have accurate record keeping. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that you thought that if you called them up and it was just 100% honest with them, that everything was going to be fine. You know, you had nothing to hide. And, well, I've run into that scenario so many times in the length of time that I've been in this industry, where I've tried to explain to potential clients how an audit works and the reason why they need representation. And for some reason, the reason why those ones don't, or the reason why they don't get representation is, well, I'm just going to be honest with them, and really nothing can happen if I'm just honest with them. Unfortunately, giving them information that you may or may not want them to have, or your representation may or may not want them to have, can harm you a heck of a lot more than it can help you.
You know, and that's very true. And see, when you go in there with not any experience, they're going to take advantage of you. I know they did me because they say, hey, he isn't going to do this, so we'll do that. But, Dean, you was talking about small businesses and business in general. What is some of the things that businesses can do, little things that people don't know about from the IRS that you understand? And what little businesses
that people don't know regarding what?
On keeping records and little
hello?
Things that they can. Oh, are you still there, Dean?
Hello, hello.
I can hear you, Dean. Can you hear me? Oh, Dean, I hear you well. Uh-oh, Dean's gone. Uh-oh, I hope he calls back in. Can you hear me? Well, I don't know if anybody can hear me or what's going on here, but I'm going to call back in and see what goes on here. Because, anyway, sometimes Blog Talk gets tired. Well, good evening. I'm back. Seems like we had a little glitch in the system, and I don't know what happened. But, anyway, there's Dean. He's back.
Hi, Rob. Sorry about that.
Well, it happens. Every once in a while, these computers and all the cell sites and everybody, they don't want to play no more. They have to take a break. But anyway, what I was talking about, Dean, with small businesses and businesses, there's little things that you can give them a tip on. What's some little things they can watch? And especially like ML, people are working out of their homes and like my coaching business and stuff, what is some things that really help so the IRS doesn't really audit them or look at them real, real different? You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's why it's kind of a vague question because there are so many different aspects to that as well. You know, number one, if you are legitimately working out of your house, you know, make sure that there is a designated area. If you're claiming that part of the house is your office and this is the reason for deductions on your adjusted gross income, plain and simple, make sure that if you're ever audited, a revenue officer comes to your house, you want to make sure there is a designated office in that house. You know, there are other things, if you're paying, you know, outside labor or, you know, minor, I should say, errand boys or errand people, you know, you're paying just cash to, make sure you're 1099-ing or W-2, each and every person you have working for you. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had, especially in the construction business, where the general contractor, if you will get paid the check from whoever they were working for and then just disperse the monies amongst the workers. And the next thing you know, the general contractor has not 1099 all of the laborers, and now he owes the tax for the entire amount. And the people that worked for him are long gone, and he has no information on them. So if you have people working with you, make sure you have all of their information, full names, socials, date of birth, addresses. Make sure you document everything, every expense that is incurred with this business. And like I said, using a software program or some type of scanning system to scan in the receipts, both very beneficial. There are also different ways in which you can set up your business. Some people prefer to be a sole proprietorship, and in some cases, if you're not making a lot of money, that's just fine. If you're making anything over $20,000 or so, you may want to think about electing to file as an S-Corp. That should provide some tax advantages as far as self-employment tax, Social Security tax, and what have you. But, you know, every business is so different. It's very important to get the proper advice as to how it should be set up for your particular situation and what you're trying to accomplish.
Dean Druin with the United Tax Group is my guest. And they deal in this year's taxes, back taxes, and they deal directly with the IRS for you. Dean, do you guys set up S-Corps and LLCs for people?
Yes, we do. Yeah, I do it personally, as a matter of fact.
Okay, and the call-in number to talk with Dean is 718-305-6548. And you can go to unitedtaxgroup.com and look them up. And when you call them, they're very efficient. They have somebody that takes your information, then they get you, and you're never out of contact with them. And that's one thing I have to say. When I was there, they called me and was in email contact all the time. So they stay with you. They just don't run away from you. And that's for me, and I witnessed that personally. But, Dean, like, if somebody was wanting to come in and say they want to do this year's taxes, but yet they haven't filed, what is the thing that people that haven't filed and want to start filing, what's the main thing they have to do first?
Are you talking about they haven't filed for a few years, or are you talking about just for this year?
No, for a few years. I'm talking about, like, let's say they haven't filed for 10 years.
All right. Well, if they haven't filed for 10 years, first things first, we do a transcript investigation at the IRS to include all of the years involved, where we will get all of the wage and income that was reported in their name, and that includes mortgage interest, gambling winnings, interest on accounts, and, of course, any wage and income that you've made from each and every job that it was reported under. Number two, you want to make sure that all of your ducks are in a row. You know, if it's been in the last 10 years, probably a lot of lifestyle changes have happened. Maybe you bought a house in a particular year. Maybe you had a child in a particular year or a divorce. You want to make sure to organize the information that you're giving to your tax preparer in such a manner that they are all filed correctly. Make sure to clarify what years you were able to claim the child. Make sure you have the child's Social Security number, date of birth, and what years maybe you opened a business, what year you bought a house. You know, all of these things are very, very important into getting the tax return done properly.
And you can call 888-888-662-7004 for a free consultation. And when I did that, Dean, they was all up front with me and very, very, very astute with me. But, Dean, there is a lot of people, like, I read a statistic, I don't know if this is right, but, like, 1 out of 3 Americans are being audited right now. Is that pretty close?
That's definitely a true statistic. Not only 1 out of 3 are being audited, 1 out of 3 are in IRS trouble already. So, yeah, and I say this a lot on different shows that I do, and I don't know if I mentioned it on the last one you and I did together, but, you know, if it's not you that's in trouble, it's one of your two friends. You know, this isn't, like I said before, they're not prejudiced in who they collect from.
Well, and see, and you know, Dean, you got to interpret the tax code and the tax law. They're two different things, aren't they?
Well, number one, tax law, very, very risky or very steep slope, you might say. You know, there are many people that say there is no law that states you have to pay taxes. Quite frankly, there isn't. Tax codes, on the other hand, are in relation to certain scenarios in regards to the income you're receiving or goods that you've purchased. plain and simple. You know, the two and two go hand in hand, and whether it's a law or a code, it's equally enforced by the IRS. And, you know, there's no sense fighting it. It's a lot easier to kind of go along with the system. You can use the programs and guidelines that are available to you to your advantage and, you know, just play a fair game. Plain and simple. As far as, you know, laws and codes, in the way that you worded the question, there can be so many different answers that we definitely don't have time to go down that road. One thing I do want to say, you know, it's very, very important. We discussed a moment ago about the statistics in regards to people that are in trouble with the IRS. You know, I realize it, and, you know, many of my representatives here and people that work for me realize nobody wakes up in the morning and says, hey, I'm going to get a tax lien, or hey, I'm going to go get in tax trouble. It's due to one thing or another, whether it be lack of information, maybe circumstances that were beyond your control, divorce, illness, death in the family, you know, any type of, maybe a storm or something like that. So again, circumstances that were beyond your control that caused you to get in that particular situation. Now, granted, some people, it's just due to procrastination, but main thing to remember is that you're not alone. We are here to help. We do know what it's like to be in this position. And believe me, when the burden is lifted off your shoulders and you no longer have that dark cloud hanging over your head, you feel a whole lot better when you can sleep better at night knowing that you're in good hands and this is all being handled effectively and efficiently.
And again, that toll-free free consultation number is 888-662-7004. And you can go to unitedtaxgroup.com and see this. And Dean, with the IRS, you know, they say there is no law. There may not be a law, but when you, they actually have, they make the rules, though, so you have to pay by the rules.
That's for sure. I mean, for the fact that there isn't a law, it sure is funny how many people are in prison for tax evasion.
Well, that's it. And, you know, here's the thing. It's a lot easier, and I'll just be honest with everybody. What I did is I thought I knew something when I didn't know something. And now I don't want to know anything because I'm just going to let you guys do it. I'll send you the information. You guys tell me what I do.
Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing. You know, there's a lot of information available on the internet. And, you know, sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing. And a lot of times you get just enough information to get yourself in trouble. And when it comes down to something like this, especially if you're already in tax trouble, very important to have proper representation. And otherwise, you know, it ends up costing you a whole heck of a lot more in the long run.
And, Dean, isn't it just like in negotiations of anything, isn't it better to have a third party so there takes the angst and nobody gets mad and says things they don't want to?
Oh, definitely. It takes the emotions out of the whole thing, and it gets right down to the mathematics and the probability of it all. And I wish I could say that common sense was common at the IRS, but it's not. And I wish I could say that everybody you called up at the IRS had a nice smiling attitude and was willing to work with you, but unfortunately, they are humans on the other end of the line, and either they're having a good day or a bad day. You know, when it comes down to negotiations, it's always best that you're not doing it on your own. You keep the emotional factor out of it, like you said. And as we mentioned before, you can be absolutely positive you're not giving them information that you shouldn't be. You know, that can only harm your negotiations, and you don't even know it. So, again, you know, like we discussed before, very important, have a third party, have somebody knowledgeable that's done this hundreds and hundreds of times over and over again. And that way you know you're coming out with the very best possible outcome available to you.
And that's absolutely true. And Dean, when it comes to filing like businesses and 1099, people were really better off just to pay it up front and be done with it, because that's what I've learned in the last year. Like married nine and then waiting for the end of the year to see what you're going to do, that just doesn't work.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, no, and that's what got me in trouble.
Yeah, I know. You're not the only one. You know, and especially during these hard economic times that everybody's been through. You know, and if the only avenue is to reduce your taxes for now so that you can pay your bills and your lights stay on, it's understandable that's going to be an option some people are going to be willing to take. And, you know, I guess we're kind of looking for that rainbow at the end of the year, hoping things are going to get better where we can change it all back in time and try and fix it in time. But 9 times out of 10, if it's not going well now, it may not be going well later on. It's better to plan for the worst than it is to plan for the better.
You know, that's absolutely true. And, you know, every time, you know, borrow from this to pay this. Well, it always ends up, it's better. You know, something that I've discovered in this, I got to say something about my audit is it's actually opened my eyes to a lot of things, and it's made me more responsible than I've been before. And I was always responsible, but I was just kind of lackadaisical sometimes. But it really brought me to a forefront. Now I pay attention a lot more. And, Dean, when you're dealing with, let's say, small businesses, what is the biggest thing you hear from them, Dean? Just one thing that pretty much happens all the time with them. Like, you know, there's just got to be one common thread that happens to them. What do you see most that small businesses make a mistake with their taxes?
Well, I'll tell you, since they're all set up differently, number one is record keeping. Number two is, I would have to say, I hear a lot, I had a bookkeeper that was a friend of the family that I trusted, and come to find out it was all being done incorrectly. So I would have to say the number one problem is, I know you're a small business, funds are tight, you want to be able to save money in every way you possibly can, but trying to handle your taxes on your own or trying to handle your taxes using a friend of a family or something along those lines may end up costing you much more money in the long run, as I've mentioned before. Make sure you're doing things right. There are a lot of people out there that have been doing the same job for many, many years, and they may be a great security guard or a great boat captain or, you know, a great truck driver. But when it comes to running a business for any of these industries, it's a totally different scenario. So make sure you know what you're doing before you step in it.
And also, Dean, I forgot to do this earlier. The state sales tax is about as bad as the IRS, too, isn't it?
State sales tax seems worse. If you don't get that paid in time, they press criminal charges. They consider it as theft. Same as the 941 employment taxes with the IRS. They consider it larceny.
And, Dean, we're down to the last 45 seconds here. What is the best tax advice you could give somebody right now to help them stay out of the trouble that I got into?
Well, I think we pretty much covered the bullet points. Keep good records. Make your estimated payments. Don't claim too many exemptions. And first and foremost, make sure you have the proper representation to get you through it the right way the first time around.
And Dean Druin with the United Tax Group is my guest, and the toll-free number for a free consultation is 888-662-7004, and the website is unitedtaxgroup.com. And, Dean, I really want to thank you for being on the show, and enlightening people about the taxes and opening them up and giving them a place to go if they're having tax trouble. And I want to thank all the guests, Rob. And thank you. And we'll have you back, Dean, in a couple months if you want to come back.
That'll be fantastic. It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much, Rob, and everybody out there listening. Thank you for listening in. Y'all have a good night now.
And I really want to thank you and all the listeners. And we're going to say tonight we'll be doing an 8 o'clock show tomorrow with Amanda Rose Agu. She's a speaking specialist. She does seminars for pain-free public speaking. And I want to thank you and everybody have a good night, Dean, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Good night now. Bye-bye.
Good night.